Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're doomed, dear listeners, but you knew that. Everyone is going to die someday. The question is, what if you knew the day? That's becoming increasingly possible because of developments in genetic science. Ron Bailey writes about this in Reason magazine, where he's science correspondent. Ron Bailey, welcome to Day to Day.
Delighted to be with you.
You say that more than half of us are going to die of heart disease or cancer. We already know that from actuarial tables, but that genetic testing can narrow our life expectancy down quite a bit, can really tell us a lot more. What do you mean?
Well, basically, what we're going to be able to find out in the future is how our genes are going to affect our longevity. Already, of course, there are some genetic tests out there that do tell people what sorts of diseases they're likely to get. But in the future, what's going to happen is the genetic scientists are going to be able to come up with suites of genes called haplotypes that either have health-promoting or health-harming effects. And you could imagine at some point, say 10 years in the future, you go into your doctor, he gives you a test, and he screens all your genes and says, well, fortunately, you have the haplotype that says that you won't get deep vein thrombosis, but you unfortunately have the haplotype that says that you're going to have kidney cancer or diabetes. And from that, we can calculate that you have this many years left to live.
We already have genetic markers that say you are more likely to develop, you know, disease X, maybe three times more likely or two times more likely. But it doesn't say it's going to happen. You sound as though doctors are going to be saying it will happen.
Well, yes, it won't be that precise, but it'll get a lot closer than the current averages that we have in life expectancy. Again, the idea here is that you're going to screen all your genes for various haplotypes, and then you would sum up the probabilities of all of those genes interacting to come up with a much closer figure to when it is that you're likely to die.
You know, your article in Reason reviews what we know and then goes on to a conclusion that is an editorial conclusion of your own, which is it's good to actually know this information. If you knew the exact moment when you were going to die, this would be good for you to know. Now, how is that?
For me personally, it'd be quite good because, and I think that most people it would be good for them because it would help focus your mind on what it is you want to accomplish over the time that you have left. For example, if you were to discover that you were going to die of some horrible disease in your 40s or something when you're in your 20s, you might decide, well, I really don't need to go to law school or get that MBA or spend 10 years getting a PhD in molecular biology. Maybe I'll, you know, chuck it all and become a Caribbean sailing captain for the time I have left. Knowing this kind of information is not all about just treating diseases or figuring out what therapies you should be taking access to. It's about arranging what the remainder of your life is. And unfortunately, physicians very often, I find, think that you shouldn't have this information because maybe there's nothing they can do for you or the treatments are not very good. But again, this kind of information will help you decide what to do with the time that you have left.
But isn't a better life philosophy to simply do what you feel is correct for yourself every day and don't worry about that deadline? I mean, really, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. So if you're supposed to be a sailing captain or you're supposed to be a molecular geneticist, pursue what your heart desires.
Of course, you should pursue what your heart desires. But with more information, you'll be able, I suspect, to figure out more closely what it is that your heart really desires.
You conclude this article by saying, well, here's my date. I figured this all out, and you note that you've gone through a lot of tests. It's September 4th, 2027. I think this is something you wrote in as a stunt, but maybe you think actually you can add up all the data that you have and come to a good date for yourself.
No, I have to confess that what I do is there's a website called the Death Clock that you can go to. It's a stunt, basically. All it asks you is your birth date and a couple of little questions, and it says, this is it. I actually hope that that's not it because my actuarial tables give me at least another 5 years beyond that.
They do. So you should probably survive till 2032, thereabouts.
Thereabouts. I'm actually hoping to do better than that because, as I made clear in the article, I take advantage of modern medicine as much as possible to be able to figure out what might be going wrong with me so I can prevent it before it happens.
How old are you now, may I ask?
I am 53 years old.
53. So you expect to get into, you know, late 70s anyway.
Well, that would be what the actuarial tables already predict for someone my age.
Let me get back to the philosophy questions that are here. Suppose you knew that your actual date was going to be 2020, sometime in 2020. It was going to be years earlier than you hoped for. You're living the life that you presumably want to live now. Would that make any difference? I mean, would you stop writing about science? Would you stop being a journalist? Would you?
No, but several book projects that I have in the back of my mind would come forward, and I would start working on those more. And also, I would probably take a lot more trips because one of the great joys of life for me is to travel the world. And so I would probably make sure that I did more of that in that period of time than I would otherwise be doing. So, no, I wouldn't change my career. I love my career. But I would, in fact, speed up some things that I am now putting more or less on the back burner.
Don't you know that some people who have considered this question say, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't go look for these genetic markers that may be in yourself. If there's a certainty that they might mean your end earlier than you would like, because having that knowledge isn't going to help you.
Well, they're wrong. It would help me. It would change the shape of my life. The one way to think about it is that you already think you're on a certain trajectory. If it turns out the trajectory is wrong, then you will change the trajectory and get to certain goals sooner than you might otherwise have done so. Again, it may not work for everybody, but the main thing for me is that I do not want to be denied access to that information should it become available. Other people's mileage may vary.
Ron Bailey, science correspondent for Reason Magazine. Ron, thank you.
Thank you.